Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. This week, Nick tells me all about the Glunz Expo, and I tell him about the Penrose pop-up event at Small Bar that he missed. All that and more on this week's episode of Chicago Beer Pass. What did we do these last 3 weeks, Zoe? What'd you make it to?
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, it just flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley.
I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? What you think it is?
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Rah, rah, rah.
And welcome back to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White.
And it's episode number 26.
Yeah,
thanks,
buddy,
for joining us again. We're having a blast telling you about what we've been drinking and inviting you out to come drink with us at all these great events happening in and around Chicago.
Absolutely, man. We'll talk about last week a little bit. We'll talk about this upcoming week and maybe even a little further.
Yeah. And like every week, we're drinking Chicago beer.
Yeah.
And this time we have another Goose Island beer. We have the Lolita.
Yeah. This is, she's just one sexy chick, man. Lolita is their raspberry sour ale. Right, they put it in wine barrels.
Yeah.
So, like, we talked about it before. She was fashionably late this year, right? Because I think they wanted to have her ready along with the other sisters.
No, that was Madame Rose.
Oh, that was Madame Rose.
Yeah.
Thank you. You're right. You are right.
Lolita was ready.
Lolita was totally ready.
But yeah, this one comes in at 8.2, and it's tasting good. I do enjoy this beer a lot.
Yeah, I got it. I got it at the Clybourne on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, it was,
do you have a favorite of the sisters?
Probably Juliet. Mm-hmm. If I just had to pick one.
Okay.
I hate to choose. I love them all. I mean, I don't love them all, but I do love Madame Rose, Lolita, and Juliet, like the original three sisters.
Okay.
Yeah. So I hate to choose, but if I was choosing one, it might be Juliet.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it was the first beer I got at Clybourne. You know, showed up 11 a.m. when they open. And usually I try to get something that's made there.
When was that, today?
No, this was Saturday.
Oh, okay.
And then, I usually try to get stuff that's made at Clybourne because, you know, they have the little flag next to their stuff that they make there. But yeah, first thing I got, Lolita.
Nice. What'd you go with after that, then?
Oh, they got a barrel-aged beer called Morticia. So Morticia is, they had that homebrew contest, right, last year. And some guy named Gomez won with a stout. So they made the Gomez stout. Mm-hmm. So they had the last two kegs of the Gomez stout. They put one in a wine barrel, the other in a bourbon barrel. The wine barrel was a Cabernet.
Oh.
And then they blended them together and called it I'm still not sure why they call it Morticia, but that's what the beer is.
Okay.
It's a barrel-aged stout, half wine, half bourbon barrels.
Tasty.
Awesome. Like, okay. It super smooth. Like, super smooth. Yeah, it was great.
Sounds good. Maybe I need to head over there after we record or something.
that beer is worth it. Like, 12% ABV. Yeah, that beer's that's the best thing pouring right now, I think, that they make. The best thing, period, on the menu right now is fucking Lolita.
Lolita? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll sip on this bottle here. It's a big one, so we'll see how it goes. And we'll jump into this past week. I'm still fighting this cold, but I did make it out to a couple things. So.
Right on.
One thing I did check out was the Penrose, pop-up. What were they calling it? A pop-up?
Yeah, pop-up tap room.
Yeah.
This was at a Small Bar Division, right?
Uh-huh. And this was last night, Monday.
Okay.
And they were pouring four of their beers. They also had, a food pairing thing with it. I didn't do the food pairing. I just came in for a couple beers.
Okay. Were the guys there?
Yeah, Hobbs was there, and Tom Corder showed up a little later. Traffic with the snow was terrible for him, coming all the way from Geneva, you know.
It's almost comical at this point.
Yeah.
How much snow we're getting. It's, yeah.
So they had a really good turnout for the amount of snow and just only having really four beers because they've had, I think seven or nine at one point on the tap room.
Yeah.
So they just kind of, you know, people have been drinking their beer, so they're down to these, four main ones now. They had their Proto Grottos,
which is the single, I think.
Yeah,
right?
The Abbey. Then they had the P2, which is the Belgian single. Then they had a Black Ale, which I'm forgetting the name.
They've taken it. They got an interesting take on the names. Uh-huh. Yeah. Like, I'm still not even sure what Proto Gratus is.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah. And then the last one they have was the perennial collaboration they did, the Hereafter.
Okay.
And yeah, I had the Hereafter and the Proto Gratus because I had the P2 previously at Hopleaf, so they're both really good. A lot of people were saying that the beers are even better at the brewery, like just for whatever reason that is, they're just tasting even better there.
Yeah. I had the I missed this event, but I had the Proto Gratus at Emporium when you brought it up.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, I went back Saturday, had the same thing.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Saturdays at Emporium are nuts. Have you been here on Saturday night?
I have, yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
There's like a DJ and it's like it felt like 300 people at the arcade.
Yeah. Dance music is pumping.
Yeah. I was caught off guard completely.
Right. I was at the arcade, not that one. I was at Logan Arcade on Saturday.
Oh, you've been to that. So I heard about this place.
Yeah.
But I haven't been.
Another new arcade spot and great beer spot. Logan, it was at Logan Hardware, so it's at Western and Fullerton, basically.
Oh, like right next to Quenchers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Check that out. So it's a little darker and quieter than Emporium is on the weekends, so, which is your normal arcade thing. So I had a couple beers there and played some pinball.
Right on.
But how about you? Where were you? You weren't at the Penrose thing.
I was not at the Penrose thing, man. I went over to the Glunz Fest. It's the, they call it the Glunz World Expo.
Okay.
Right? So this is Glunz annual. So Glunz is the oldest, largest distributor in Chicago. And every year they have this big blowout festival at a space in Rosemont, like the Donald E. Stevens. It's at a convention center. Mm-hmm. And it starts at like 3 p.m. It's midday drinking. And what I learned recently, which I never knew, is that this is kind of like Black Friday for like retailers. Oh. So all the beers, they bring their whole portfolio, right? Every beer they sell.
Okay.
And then, you know, they're pouring it from bottles and taps. But if you're a retailer, on this day only, you can get like the cheapest price of the year. So I was hanging out with the Bottom Lounge guys, and they were giving me an example. They're like, man, this beer right here, it's a bomber of beer. It's like $7 retail, $7.99.
Yeah.
But they're selling it today for like $1.50.
Oh, wow.
Like $1.50 a bottle, right?
Why?
Well, I mean, it's to get people excited about the catalog. Okay. And then, you know, introduce new brands, A, and then B, give them a chance to buy all this beer at a really low rate for one day only.
Okay.
You know, just kind of, it's kind of their thing. It's kind of what they do.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. So is it set up like, I guess, the space is set up like booths, like a normal convention? So you're going around to the different booths and they're like, here's these beers, here's these beers.
It's basically like a craft beer festival, right, with the option to buy the beer on site with your sign up sheet, the option to buy it for your store.
Okay.
On site. You're like, oh, this beer is awesome. I want it. And then the person at the booth is giving you a sales sheet saying, hey, you can buy it right now if you want.
So did the Nick's Brewery buy any?
No, Nick's Brewery was there just enjoying the festivities.
Okay.
Which is, you know, just kind of what we do. There's a theme with that. It's kind of what we do, yeah. So I went to this thing because, you know, they want to showcase all their new brands, too, right?
Uh-huh.
So part of it was, to set it up, Glunz is really, their big focus is European brands, right? Okay. And so, like, they got Chimay and a lot of the Trappist beers, like St. Bernardus. But then they also have like Schlitz and PBR on their roster.
Okay.
But when you walk in, there's like Stiegel as soon as they greet you, right? So but then they also have like Urban Legend. So they've got a nice blend of like up and coming brands like Temperance and Urban Legend, but then they have these really old family owned brands like Hurdle, I think. I don't know if I'm saying that right.
Oh, okay.
But it's one of those brands that's like, oh, we're in Vermont, and we were founded in like the year 1271.
I thought just 12.
We were founded in the year 12. But, you know, so they got these really old brands, and then they also focus on some new brands. And then they got brands like Five Rabbit,
mm-hmm,
and Arcadia, that kind of thing.
Okay.
So, oh, just to give you a quick rundown of the beers that people were talking about,
yeah,
that were really fun. I got to try this ridiculous cider from Wider Cider.
Wider Cider.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I've never had any of their stuff. I think it might be called Wilder.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. But Yeah, we're fucking that up. It's either Wilder or Wider Cider.
It's a cider company.
It's a cider company. But, you know, they had this Reposado pear cider. So they put, they took the pear cider, you know, pears, apples, the cider. They put it in a Reposado tequila barrel for like 8 months.
Tequila and, cider.
Wow. Yeah, right? And every time I would ask people, hey, what are you drinking? That's one of the ones they would tell me about. Right? So I went and tried that. That was ridiculous. And then... let's see. There was a couple more. The beers I drank most of the night, they give you a tasting cup, but then I had like a full 12-ounce cup as well.
Okay.
I'm not sure how I got that, but I was using that I was using that kind of like as a sidecar, right? Like, hey, this will be my session, and then I'll just sample from this little, the smaller cup.
Okay.
Right? So
double-fisting it at the convention.
So we're double-fisting it at this convention, and the first beer I was double-fisting with was something called Viking Afternoon from Furthermore. So this is a... this is a like a session IPA, but they with Beechwood aged malts.
Okay. Is this a new beer from them? I hadn't heard of this.
Yeah, this is the first time I've had it too. Okay. I was a big fan of their coffee beer last year.
That one's good.
Yeah, it was really good.
Skira.
Yeah, that one. Mm-hmm. And so I started drinking that, a lot of that, and then I went to Urban Legend and had their Mosaic Pale Ale.
Okay.
It had a really crazy name. It was somebody's grasp, like a. Cilia's Grasp, mm-hmm. right? That was the name of the beer.
Okay.
I forget about the reference point. Because this thing gets out of hand quick, right?
I'm sure, yeah. It's like, it's a beer festival with unlimited and like just kind of, yeah. And, you're drinking with beer professionals too. So.
And I think that's the thing. So it starts at 3 o'clock and then everybody there is they drink, they own a bar or they're the beer buyer. Or they're in the industry on some capacity. So these aren't like normal dudes. These are dudes that like, you know, well, they drink for a living.
Yeah. Right. So they drink. They drink a lot.
They drink a lot. And then, you know, so just to paint the scene for you. But it was cool, man. My favorite beer there probably was, there's a Creekin beer from Echt, which is like.
I haven't heard of them.
It's DMV Imports. So they're the same crew that brings you. The Duchess de Bourgeois.
Oh,
it's one of those beers, if you saw it, you would know it.
Oh, okay.
Because it's always said like every store, but it's probably one of those beers you pass up. Because I noticed the bottle right away, but I was like, yo, I've never had this beer. Uh-huh. And yeah, just traditional lambic. They take a one, a two, and a three-year lambic, and then they blend them all together, that cool. kind of thing. Yeah, that was really good. It was a fun party, man. I really enjoy exploring all the international brands, the Belgian brands, the German brands.
Right, especially for someone like you or other people, it's like you're not going to buy those beers all the time because they're expensive. So
they're very
getting an opportunity to try them basically for free is kind of awesome.
It's true, man. A couple of things I really liked were the Oso up in Wisconsin. They had a coffee porter called Convenient Distraction. A lot of people were excited about that. It was a coffee porter with like with vanilla in it.
Okay.
Right. And then the Cuvée Renée from from the folks who make Lindemans.
Yeah.
That's their blended lambic.
Okay. Any new beers in Glenn's portfolio that's like we're about to see here in Chicago that maybe we haven't spotted yet? Were they like showcasing anyone new? Like, oh, we just got these guys.
They were really excited about Temperance. Temperance got almost got, you know. They were right next to Stiegel, you know, and when you walk in, Stiegel's like booth number one, and then Hurdle's like booth number two, but then right next to Stiegel was Temperance.
Okay.
And Temperance was pouring like, they were pouring a Saison with honey, which is one of their seasonals, and then they were pouring a chocolate stout that people were excited about too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I got to see Claudia. Claudia was there. That was cool. Josh was there. Cool. And yeah, they were getting a lot of compliments on their stuff. Their stuff was pouring good.
Nice. I need to make a trip up there.
Same here. Yeah, they were saying they've just got announced as one of the best places to eat and drink in Evanston.
Oh, they have food too?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I'm hoping they have food because they were voted like one of the best places to eat or drink.
You can eat there, but we don't have food.
Or maybe it's one of those places where you bring your food.
Okay. Yeah. I think they have like a nice outdoor area, so it might be good to check it out when it warms up again.
I wanna check that place out. But yeah, but this was good, man. A lot of fun stuff at this place.
Awesome. I guess the other thing we need to mention from this past week was the World Beer Cup happened.
Oh, yeah.
Every 2 years, the beers get submitted and they get drunk and voted on, right? Yeah,
and it's blind tasting. You know, and most of those big traditional fests are like that, right? You know, you get the beer, they tell you what category it is, but then they don't tell you who makes it or even what the ABV is or anything. They're just like, hey, these are the beers. Mm-hmm. You know, so yeah. Chicagoland Breweries pulled down 8 medals.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, we'll run through a few of them here. Five Rabbit for the Five Lizard. That's mm-hmm. their fruit beer. Let's see, Horse Thief Hollow.
I'd never heard of these guys.
They are
and they're winning awards.
And they won a silver for in the pumpkin beer category.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're out on like 119th and Western.
Cool.
I've been there once. The guys, Dave from Chaos, he's from the Chaos Homebrew Club. He's the brewmaster out there.
Okay.
And he won a silver medal at the World Beer Cup in their first year.
That's amazing.
That's pretty cool. Peace won twice.
Cool.
They won for a pale ale, Austrian pale ale, and then they won for American style pale ale. Two Brothers, they won. Rock Bottom, Orland Park. Triptych, which is down in Savoy. Never been to Savoy, no. Illinois. Yeah, and of course Haymarket, they won gold for Defender.
Yeah,
their American Stout.
I feel like I had Defender, but I'm gonna have to have it again. I'm sure they have to brew it again now.
Now you're so gonna see it.
So they can put like award-winning beer next to it and everything.
Right, because like, when you go to when you go there, because they've won in the past for Haymarket's not very old, but they've won in the past for Angry Birds, won at GBF, and then The Last Chance, which is also a Belgian IPA.
Yeah,
it won at World Beer Cup. And then I think you started to see those beers a little bit more after they won.
Sure, yeah.
Which is awesome, you know, when you go there.
Yeah, that's the idea. You win. You want people to know about that and drink those beers. And
yeah.
That's cool.
Real quick, man, about Peace. I was doing some research on Peace because I really like Peace.
Sure.
You know,
who doesn't?
Who doesn't? What's not to like about Peace? Live band karaoke, 11 p.m. every Saturday? Man. Yo, so they've won 21 medals between GABF and the World Beer Cup.
Wow.
21. So Jonathan Cutler, their brewmaster, has won them all.
Yeah.
And I just think, when people ask me, well, we do the Brew Bus on Saturdays, right? And people ask me all the time, where should I go? And, you know, you don't want to give them the cliche stuff. You know, hey, oh, you should go to Hopleaf or you should go to Local Option. I mean, it's kind of obvious kind of stuff. But I'm like, yeah. Go to Peace.
Sure, yeah.
Go to Peace and go to Green Lady. I like the Green Lady. Shout out to Green Lady. I saw her at this event, right? Okay. She's super cool, Melanie. But yeah, man, so, I mean, think about this, man. This dude, since 2002, has won 21 medals.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, if you go, their tap list isn't that long.
No, it's like 10, maybe a dozen beers at the most, like
max.
Year round. Like, yeah.
Yeah, but they're doing some amazing stuff in Wicker Park. Uh-huh. So they won 2 medals this year, one for Marketing Ploy, which is a collaboration with Floyd's. That was the International Pale Ale.
Right.
And then The Weight, which is a beer they made for WBC 2 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, all the beers are always good. And I think the reason they have the same beers is, one, because people like them. And because people like them, they need to keep brewing them. So they have to, like, the amount of, not Cross of Gold, because that's Revolution, but
that's
their gold is, like, I think that's their number one selling beer.
I think you're right. They're gold. Golden Arm.
Golden Arm, yeah.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, it's like their gold nail.
Mm-hmm. So I'm sure the amount that he has to be brewing that almost daily.
Right? Because that place gets full quick after 5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's awesome. Congrats to all those Chicago brewers.
Right on, man. Yeah,
keep it up.
Yeah.
Well, let's get into what's happening this coming week. We got a full calendar, or at least we got a busy week for everyone.
Yeah, absolutely, man. So so we'll probably start with Wednesday. So Wednesday, April 16th, this is the event at Peace.
Speaking of
Peace, it's locally brewed. So there was a book written recently by Midway Books called Locally Brewed. Locally Brewed it's called the craft breweries of the heartland. It's a showcase of Midwestern craft breweries. So I'd say there's about 18 breweries in there.
Okay.
And they've got like these big color photos, and they got a profile of each brewery. They sat down with each brewmaster. So the lady, Anna Blessing, who wrote that book, is going to be at Peace on the 16th to sign copies of it. And they got a pretty awesome tap list that day, too. They're bringing in some stuff from like a few of the breweries in the book.
Oh, neat.
You
okay.
know, like Dark Horse is one. And then there's a few more.
Yeah, they do. Like we mentioned, their list is always great, but they have a nice little guest tap list as well.
They always have a nice guest tap list. Yeah, so I got this book. I read this book a lot, like when I'm doing laundry or like on one of those rare occasions where I'm just like, yo, I'm just going to stay in.
Okay.
Right? That book's a good read.
Nice. So you going to stop by there and get your copy signed?
I think I want to, man, because I got started getting it signed. I got the Jolly Pumpkin guys, when they were in town for that Three Aces thing, I got them to sign it. And maybe I can get Jonathan to sign it, and definitely get the lady who wrote it, get her to sign it.
There you go. That'd be awesome.
So I'm excited about that. So that's going to be Locally Brewed is the book. It's going to be at Peace Wednesday, the 16th at 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm. And then Thursday, the 17th, we mentioned this last episode, but again, now that it's even closer, is the Brick Room Brewery Tap Takeover at Golden Crust Pizza. And yeah, it's from 6 p.m. till they close. It's a $5 pizza buffet, and then you get to try Brick Room beers, which probably most people haven't had.
Yeah, right. You'll get a chance to try two Break Room Breweries. Break Room Breweries. You'll get to try two of their beers.
Yeah.
Spiteful's going to be there, Pipeworks, Slapshot, Temperance, Flesk, Beguile, and more. Lake Effect. A lot of the breweries.
All those little guys.
Yeah, all the little guys that have started like in the last, you know, maybe last 2 years or so. You'll see a lot of them at this event. So
nice. And $5 pizza buffet. That's worth it even if you weren't going for the beer.
True.
So you can eat pizza at Peace on Wednesday, get your book signed, and go eat pizza again on Thursday and have some new brewery beers.
Totally.
And then Friday is a Firestone Tap Takeover, right? Or
yeah. So there's a place downtown called Side Door, which I've never been to, never heard of. It sounds like it's a new place. They're doing four Firestone beers. The chef, I think, is pairing foods with those beers. Most of the beers are their standard fare, but when you're talking Firestone Walker, that's still pretty good stuff.
Right.
And then Parabola, which is their barrel-aged stout, is kind of making its way around. Parabola is the 2014 version, is going to be at this event.
Okay, so. And this is what caught your attention for this event, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the two really big beers from them, I mean big as in like, you know, ABV and, you know, just heavy beers are their barley wine. And then a Parabola. Parabola is their stout, and then a Succuba is their barley wine. Just two big monster beers that are just delicious, and a whole bunch of other things. They're really good.
Nice. So that's Side Room.
Yeah, it's a Side Door.
Side Door on side Friday. Door.
Yeah, that's on Friday the 18th.
And then Saturday, I don't have anything. Nothing popped up on the calendar for me.
I got nothing on Saturday.
Uh-oh. We're gonna have to. We might have to come up with an event and fill that in for everybody, huh? So, or you can either rest or you can go hit up one of the arcades, you know?
Yeah, I want to try out this Logan one. I'm excited about
that. Check that out.
It's probably going to be a little bit more low-key on Saturday compared to, man, it's going down at Emporium on Saturday. I had no idea.
Yeah,
I had no idea. Yeah.
A whole strip on Milwaukee gets crazy on Saturday. But then Sunday, Dr. Bill's in town.
Yeah, man. Dr. Bill Sysak, man. His official title is he's the Stone Craft Beer Ambassador. And every time the New Brew Thursday guys, which was a podcast, they would do master pairings and they would tap Dr. Bill, and Dr. Bill would always have these awesome pairings. Like pairings. That was the first time I saw an IPA paired with like a carrot cake. You know, something I wouldn't have thought of at all.
Right.
You know. So yeah, I'm a big fan of the stuff that he does, you know. So he's gonna be at Three Aces.
Okay.
And this is for something called Not Your Father's Boilermaker Brunch. So, Brad, they're doing four stone beers and four whiskeys.
Whoa.
For the brunch.
So, is a Boilermaker a beer and a whiskey? Is that what a Boilermaker is?
I think so.
Okay.
I've heard the term. I feel like that might be what it is. Yeah. That ought to be good. That's only a $30 ticket. You can get that ticket on Brown Paper Tickets. Yeah. So, it's Sunday, 1 p.m. That's on April 19th, and that's at Three Aces.
Okay. Do you know what the whiskeys are?
No. I haven't seen any deets on what the beers are or the whiskeys are.
Okay.
I'm kind of curious.
All right. That'd be fun to check out. It's always fun drinking with Dr. Bill, so if you get the chance to do that, definitely.
Yeah, right, because he's doing like a whole 3-4 day run of stuff. He's doing like some tastings at Whole Foods in Lincoln Park, and doing like a beer and food symposium kind of thing at another place. He's in town for like 4 days.
Is there a new stone beer on this lineup then?
Yeah, there might be, because you know they got that grapefruit IPA, and they've also got they got a whole line called Stoxicity or something like that, which is just like, you know, just this whole little series they're doing.
Okay,
I know the only one I've heard of is the grapefruit IPA.
All right,
so.
I have a hard enough time just keeping up with Chicago breweries and their beers. So
Tell me about it.
Yeah. It's a pretty good sundae. And then coming up for next week, I'm sure we'll mention a couple of these again. But Wednesday the 23rd is a Penrose Salamoth beer dinner on Geneva. You went to a Salamoth beer dinner on Geneva,
I did.
Right?
I went to, we did a story on ChicagoBeerGeeks.com, and if you want to check it out, it's we did it at Wildwood, which is in Geneva, like literally like two doors from the train station.
Okay.
It's a good time, man. Like five courses, five beers, reception beer. Was good stuff.
Nice. So this one on Wednesday the 23rd is at Nietzsche or Nietzsche.
Is that out there?
Or? Yeah, in Geneva.
Okay.
So, and you were saying that's a pretty fancy restaurant.
Some fancy stuff, you know. You know, you can drink with your pinky out. I don't think anybody will judge you at this place.
All right. Yeah, it's $65. You get five beers and four courses.
Yeah. And you'll be surprised once you get out there when the weather breaks, or even before, you'll be surprised how walkable their downtown is. It's like a true downtown area, like all these back-to-back shops and bars. They got like 53 places to eat. Like within walking distance of like the train.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Which, you know, it's just like a legit metropolitan situation.
Okay.
And most suburbs are not like that.
No, yeah.
It's like, oh shit, I gotta go, I get off the train, now I gotta go 3 miles to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, that's pretty cool.
Cool. And then the last thing to mention that you probably need to be getting prepared for is Dark Lord Day.
God help us all, Brad.
It's Saturday the 26th. You hopefully got your tickets. If not, you may be on eBay or Craigslist or seeing what friends can't go and you're trying to get theirs.
Yeah, man. That pretty much starts the festival season, right? The last Saturday of every April is Dark Lord Day. It's Dark Lord Day, man.
It's a event.
It's a tradition like no other. Oh, and it's a metal show.
Yeah. Are you going?
I think I'll be. I'm in Group E.
Okay.
I'm a little nervous. We're taking the Brew Bus out. Oh, if anybody needs a ride, Brew Bus is running shuttles nonstop from the Beer Temple, which is like walking distance from Kuma's, to Dark Lord Day. Kind of nonstop shuttles all day. It's a $30 ticket. It'll get you there and back in a safe and orderly fashion because that's how the Brew Bus likes to do things. Okay. So just a heads up.
Awesome. I don't have a ticket, so I'm not sure if I'll go out there and just hang out or if I'll just avoid it all and drink my Dark Lord from previous years here by myself.
I think you need to come out, Brad.
All right, think about it.
We're going to figure it out.
Twist my arm there.
Yeah, but all you need is like 8 hours max of Dark Lord Day. You could stay for 10 full hours, like 12 hours. It's like from 10 to 10.
Yeah.
But yeah, after like hour number five, start getting out of Dark Lord Day. Because you're going to see all your friends and everybody's going to offer you something crazy to drink.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I didn't make it home last year. I'm just, you know, public service announcement. Yeah. And when my phone was ready, I called a cab and I ended up staying like in South Holland, Illinois at my friend's house.
Jeez, okay.
I never made it home.
All right. I wonder if we should look up to see if 18th Street is doing anything that day, if he's got like... Or I know Flossmore used to do like the pre-Dark Lord Day party.
Yeah, the day before, so right?
I don't think they're doing that anymore. But I wonder if, maybe 18th Street's doing something. Or with that, you could take the cab over to 18th Street and grab the train or something like that.
Yeah, hopefully we'll get more details coming out in the next, in the next like week.
Yeah, week and a half.
Man, it's coming up quick.
Well, that should do it for this episode of Chicago Beer Pass.
Hey, one more thing before we go, man. Just going back to the World Beer Cup.
Yeah.
I just want to say shout out to Five Rabbit Cerveceria. I've been seeing Randy Mosier a lot around town.
Yeah.
And they were at the Glunz Fest yesterday. They probably had the longest line of anybody. And they got some serious star power. You know, John Jay's over there. Mm-hmm. Randy's over there. They got the Paletas, which is like this... it's like their summer beer, but it's based on like that Mexican popsicle.
Oh, yeah.
So then they're passing out those popsicles. So everybody you see has got like this popsicle.
And two beers. And
right. You know, just having a good time. Oh, but they won at the World Beer Cup. They won gold for Five Lizard.
Five Lizard, yeah.
And that beer's only been around for 3 years. And it won at GABF 2 years in a row. And now it's won at gold at the World Beer Cup. So it's won a medal all 3 years it's been around.
Wow, that's awesome.
Which is pretty cool. So cheers to those guys.
That's great. Yes, definitely find that beer if you're looking for something to, as the weather's warming up, definitely it's a good one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Nick, if people want to get a hold of you and find out where you're drinking, how can they get in touch?
Right on, man. I'm Nicosio at Twitter.
And you can follow me on Twitter. It's at BRad. You can follow Chicago Beer Pass on Twitter, at Chicago Beer Pass. and website, chicagobeerpass.com. There's links to the show, iTunes. You can subscribe, leave us a review. We love seeing reviews.
I liked your idea about the t-shirts too, man. Right. The logo's looking good.
All right. We'll have to get on the t-shirts. Maybe we'll put some info up on Facebook, so like us up there. And that'll do it for episode number 26.
Woo!
Cheers.
Cheers.